In the name of the living God, creating, redeeming, and sustaining.
Amen.
Amen. Well, as a kid, Palm Sunday was a thrilling day in the church for me. Everyone got these fronds of palm. These aren't actually branches of palm. These are just one frond of a palm branch. But I thought these were palm branches because I'd never seen a palm tree before. And we all waved them, and some kids played sword fights with them. And we shouted, "Hosanna!" And sometimes they paraded us around. And then I became an Episcopalian. And I was stunned because in the Episcopal Church, we begin the service by waving the palms, by saying Hosanna. And then we move quickly into a descent into the horror of the cross. So for years, probably the whole time I've been an Episcopalian, I've declared this my least favorite Sunday in the church year. It's a confession. Because how horrifying is it that these people who are waving branches on one day, just a few days later, turn from their peaceful protest to crying for crucifixion. We say it every Palm Sunday, Hosanna! Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. And every week in our Eucharist, we say Hosanna in the highest. When I waved the palms as a kid, I imagined that Hosanna meant, we adore you, God, or you rock, Jesus, or go, King. But this is what it actually means. Hosanna is a word that predates Jesus by hundreds of years. It's a Hebrew word that translates to save now. And so as we prepare for Holy Week, on a week when we've faced the images in the news of children walking out of another school building after another six victims were slaughtered by assault rifles, we cry out, Hosanna, save now. I will admit, this year I come to Holy Week scared and tired. I come with the palm branches and a fiery passion red upon my shoulders, waiting for God to show up. This is what Hosanna means. Save now. And I've come to realize a big reason why I don't like Palm Sunday so much. It's because I keep expecting God to come in with might and power to save us the way I expect God saves. Remember that donkey Jesus secured when he journeyed down the mountain into Jerusalem? Scholars Marcus Borg and John Dominic Crossan, they argue that there are actually two processions that took place on that Sunday. This is the backstory. So Jesus is entering into Jerusalem during the Passover feast. And every Passover, the population of Jerusalem tripled, if not quadrupled. Tens of thousands of faithful people lined the streets, and the Roman governor of Judea rode up to Jerusalem. He came in great power, probably on a big white horse. That's what I imagine. And he came to remind all those pilgrims in Rome that he demanded their loyalty, their submission, their obedience. That governor's Pilate, riding in with a show of strength and power and dominance from the West Gate. Jesus approaches from the East. And what a contrast it is. Pilate with his legions of armed infantry on his white horse. Jesus on a donkey with his ragtag crew of fishermen and disciples, weak and powerless and unarmed. Jesus comes to display the real power of God, who will soon crucify him. These pilgrims to whom he displays what his power is all about, he gently invites to humility, love, and grace. Because, as Minister Debbie Thomas writes, if the Palm Sunday story is about anything, it's about disappointed expectations. It's a story of what happens when the God we want and we think we know doesn't show up. And another God, a less efficient, less aggressive, far less muscular God, shows up instead. And when that happens, when our cries of "save us now" are met with heartbreaking silence, our hosannas grow dark, our palm branches wither, we walk away, we close our hearts, and we betray the image of God in ourselves and each other. And if push comes to shove, our hosannas give way to hatred, and we strike to kill. Pastor Katie Stinta wrote this week, "Hosanna, God, we cry. When did we make this an easy prayer to pray? We hand it to our children and we make a parade. We fill their hands with palms to dance around the room. Hosanna, the children scream, save us, as the rooms fill with gunfire, as their gender identities are rejected, as they are ripped away from their parents at the border, as they come home to distracted parents with YouTube as their online parent. And Jesus takes a child and puts them on his lap and says, unless you understand the children, you will not see the kingdom of heaven. How do we tell the children about the shootings? They know. They have been practicing for them, like maths or piano. And they know the grown-ups are not preventing them. Hosanna, they cry. My youngest came home from kindergarten and said to me, we are practicing being quiet for when the bad guys come to school. Shh, Hosanna. My middle child has autism. He will never be able to be quiet if a bad guy comes to school. Hosanna. Hosanna, God, grace alone. But still, we know we have to participate in our own salvation. Jesus paraded into the city and then flipped the tables. It is not enough to cry out and pray. Action and accountability must follow. This is our reality as we enter into Holy Week. Today, we carry with us both despair and hope as we walk with Jesus. Despair, Frederick Buechner writes, at our madness, we are bringing down on our own heads. And hope, in him who travels the road with us and for us, who is the only one of us at all who is not mad. We are mad. We are mad with our despair and our hope. We are so mad we don't know what to do with this God who comes in great weakness so that we might live. We expect a show of might on this day. And what Jesus has to offer us is a willingness to die that we might live. To die to our long-hold ideologies, to die to our fears, and stand up for truth and for our children. Jesus' answer to our demands is to follow him to the true kingdom, whose way can only be known through love, humility, long-suffering, and sacrifice. Hosanna, we pray. What a dangerous prayer. On our lips. Maybe only the children know what it means. Hosanna, God. Hosanna, Christ. May we, Hosanna. May we, with God, Hosanna. Save us. This together we pray. Amen.